All right, we on, man.
Hey, man, look, you already know what it is. Hey, guys, look, you know what I'm saying? This is a mobile live podcast we doing right here.
Yeah,
Joe hit me at 6:30 in the morning, man. You know what I mean? We're talking about, hey, we got something we got to talk about. Joe, man, hey, listen. I know you ready. I know you ready, fam.
Yeah, man. Listen, man. Hold up, man. Let's throw that out. I hope everybody's
happy. Let's throw that out first.
Yeah. You know, it's what is it? It's Thursday, man. It's Friday Eve right now.
So yeah, man.
I hope everybody's good, man. Let's talk, man. We're gonna talk. Let's get into this intro though. We gonna talk.
Let's do this intro thing first. Yeah, man. We gotta talk.
We gotta talk.
Welcome to the You Hurt Podcast.
I'm hurt, dog.
Ben and Joe break down all things Miami Hurricanes football.
Don't ask me if I'm all right. Hell no.
From hot topics to pre and post game analysis.
What he said dominate, and we not doing it.
You heard.
I put my heart in this dog.
Yeah. So let's get right into it, man.
You going straight into the video?
Yeah, man, we're gonna show y'all something, man. My bad. We're gonna show y'all something. Let's get right into it, man.
All right. Do this.
And I overheard my family talking about the family. And they had it. It's almost like they didn't want to be a part of the family. So I don't know if I need to dismiss this family member or give them a second chance. A third chance. Because I don't want that point to affect the rest of the family. So I need y'all help. What should I do? What should I do, brother?
Give it time, coach.
Huh?
Take a little time with
it. I have. This is like the second or third time.
Second or third time.
Do not dismiss the family.
Yeah.
Okay, what if the family is poisoning the rest of the family?
Make them realize what it feels like to be with our family for a while.
All right.
I feel like we should know.
So we at odds. Some say let it go, some say help. Anybody else?
Just one more?
One more what?
One more chance?
Okay, who agree with one more chance? Stand up. Yeah, who agree with getting rid of then? All right. Down. Let's go. You out. They voted. You out. You out. They voted.
Woo! Woo!
Man. All right, man, let's talk.
Listen. Well, what you got, sir? What you got, man? Like what?
I know you going. You hit me with that and I saw it go viral all over Twitter, man, with that Coach Prime clip. So I'll say this, I need to see the rest of that video, okay, and the episode, mm-hmm, to see if they show why. First off, you know what I'm saying, those of you that are watching, you know, you're going to watch this on the rewatch. That was Mark Pope, man. I think we need to, you know what I'm saying, make that clear mm-hmm, for a lot of people. And that was crazy. You know what I'm saying? Former Miami Hurricane, former five-star recruit, a baller at, was it South Dade? Homestead, one of them schools. My fault if I got it wrong. Listen, man, I thought it was corny. I didn't like, I need to see the rest of the video to give it context to like show him being a quote unquote cancer. But like, if you talk all this talk, you know what I'm saying? We've seen the Colorado press conference, you know what I mean? That you're going to be like, and all this stuff, and you're going to be there to, like, hold these young men accountable and all this stuff. But to put that video out there, call this kid a cancer, when we talk about it all the time, right? We don't know what his home life is like. We don't know what he's going through. We don't know what the support system was at was or is at Jackson State. I mean, by all accounts, it's well documented. You know what I'm saying? HBCUs don't have the money that top programs have. You know what I'm saying? So we don't know what that's like. But to put that out there, to single out this young man like that, let's take out the Hurricane attachment. I thought it was corny, man. I didn't like it. But it shows to me with Prime Man that he's always going to think about himself and how he looks in the video, right?
Mm.
He's not going to think about what he did to Mark Pope. He's going to be like, I need to show them that I'm a leader. Not caring that, like, yo, he has his whole life ahead of him. Man, your life is already done. Like, you're a millionaire a bunch of times over. You're good. Like, right. You know what I'm saying? Like, what could he have done that was so bad that warranted putting him out on that video like that?
Right.
Like, what could he have done? Was it he didn't practice hard? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, what was it that he did that was so wild? All right, man. What you got?
Right. You know, what we do know and what it seems, and I agree with you, I would like to see more. You know what I mean? I would definitely like to see what led up to that. But what we can tell and what he said was that he's already thought about, like, this is like the second or third time. So it seems as though he's been given multiple chances, which... That's cool. I get that. That's cool with me. If you've been given multiple chances, I definitely agree in second chances, third chances in some instances.
Yeah.
So if you've been given multiple chances and you still doing the same stuff, then, hey, I agree. The surprisingly, the only thing I don't agree with is putting it out. That's the only thing I don't agree with, the video part of it.
100%.
You know what I mean? Yeah. Family. I'm from that. You know what I mean? I'm from family business, stay family business. Internal business, stay internal business. You know what I mean? I'm not putting that out for the world to see. And like you said, the young man, there's a perception. This is what bothers me about the Twitterverse and people on Twitter, right? There's a perception that 18, 19, 20-year-old young men are grown men and that they know everything and they should be this and that and that. Son, that's not the case, man. Like, we were all 18, 19, 20. Are you saying at 35, and dumb as shit. Right. You're the same as you were at 18, 19, 20, son? What?
Yeah.
Like, nah, when you're 18, you're not a grown man. I don't give a fuck. Like, an 18-year-old kid, my son, would tell me he's grown. Nah, you're not grown, son. You got mad shit to learn. No. You got mad circumstances. No. You got mad situations you need to figure out. You're not grown, my nigga. Even if you're a 20-year-old with, let's say you go to the league at 20. You got a contract. You making millions of dollars. You got your own crib. You still not grown. You know what I mean? Because you still got a lot of stuff to navigate and to figure out in this life. You know what I mean? There's a lot of shit you have to figure out. And a lot of emotions you still got to work through. So the way the people on Twitter treat these young people are ridiculous to me. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, you know, that's the only thing I really don't agree with is putting it out there. That shit was very corny to me. Very.
Yeah, like
very, very, very.
Like I told you, right? Like, I think with him, right? With, look, man, like the Cormani, like this is the Cormani stuff. Him going after like the top corners and all. You know what I'm saying? Like, he has to coach. He has to recruit. But this is the other side of Coach Prime, right? Like, you go back to Florida State. Like, he's in that video, he's not thinking about the young man, right? Because what if you at an HBCU and you're trying to be the leader of these young black men, right? You don't put that out there. he still has to try to make a career. That video is going to follow Mark Pope for the rest, you know what I'm saying, for the rest of his life.
Ever.
What if this dude's trying to get a job? Like, oh, man, you were a cancer with a bunch, you know what I'm saying? This shows you're not a good team player. Why should I hire you at this company? Why should you get this job? Yeah. Like, you don't know the like, football aside, man, like, look, he had his practice issues here, which is why he transferred out. Again, all rumors and innuendo, none of us really know. It's only, like, alluded to, right? We weren't on the field with him.
Right.
But to put this video out, you know what he could have done? He could have just done like a testimonial, you know, when they always talking to the camera? Like, he could have just been, like, and alluded to it that was, like, look, we had to let go of some guys that just weren't helping us win.
Absolutely.
And that's it. Like, to put it out there, like, to leave it up to a vote. And his team, like, and it seemed like the team didn't know who was the one getting voted out, or they did. You know what I'm saying? Which, it, like, that makes it even worse because, like, it was unanimous almost. It was, like, 15 people that stood for him, and like, the other 70 stood against him. So it makes him look even worse in that. You know what I'm saying? Like, so, again, like, as an employer, right, like, why should I hire you now? Like, this is what follows you. Because perception for a lot of people. Perception is reality, right? Like this. Nice. So to everybody now, right, that don't break it down and don't analyze it and don't think past their 140 characters on Twitter, they're going to be like, oh, this is who Mark Pope is. You know what I mean? Not understanding the psychology of the young man. Look, football aside, man, like trying to think about him as the rest of his life, because he's done in football. Let's just be, you know what I'm saying? That he can't, he's not trying to support him again.
Yeah.
Let's keep it a buck. He ain't going nowhere else. Like, why would you say take him as a recruit now?
Yeah.
You see what kind of quote unquote character he has. His career is done at 22. Wild, man. Like that's again, letting him go, cutting him happens all the time. It happens everywhere, all across at every program across this country. Putting that video out is wild to me. Again, Deion's only thinking about Deion, man. Prime is going to prime.
And I'm sure, I don't know if Deion hit his team before recording, like, yo, we're about to, you know, I'm doing a documentary. We're about to record this. Are y'all good? I don't even know if he asked his team if they were good with it.
Yeah.
Or he was just like, yo, we recording this documentary. And that's it. You know what I mean? I have a feeling it was the latter, you know what I mean? But whatever. Yeah. Nobody's going to mention the fact that Mark Pope, I think he got his master's at Miami. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He graduated already. He got his bachelor's at least. Yeah. And I think he got his master's. So, you know, nobody's going to care about that. You know what I mean? They looking at this video. Nothing. Yeah. Like you said, you know, and like you said, even if Prime was like, yo, we had to dismiss some cats, blah, 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 blah. People going to come up with their own conclusions anyway. Just like when, you know, people like Elijah Roberts leave or, you know, people transfer out at Miami. Oh, it's because they were cancers or they didn't buy into the program. Nah, not at all. You know what I mean? That's not always the case. You know what I mean? So, yeah, man, this is wild, son. I'm not feeling that part of it at all. You know, if he had to go, he had to go, no doubt. Cancers, we don't do that. That's not how you build a team. That's, you know, you can infect the whole team from within with that. But the adults in the room can be cancers too, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
They could be cancers too.
I mean, that little part where, like, one of the coaches was like, give it time, coach. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Like, that guy, you know what I'm saying? That guy's like, give him, like, some kids need to be built up differently. Like, you're not going to, you can't coach everybody the same. Yes, we go back to the Hurricanes, right? Like, we're trying to build a mentality and a culture and so on and so forth. But still, like, not every kid learns the same, man. Not every young man. Look, for me specifically, right? Like, I learn more visually, right? Like, I could read something and my brain don't retain it. You give me something, give me a video, I can learn how to do that shit ASAP. Kids learn shit differently, man. Like, the way they perceive things is different. So, this is, like, I wanted to ask you something, man. Like, being a parent and a parent of a recruit and a college football player, right? If you watch that video, What are your, let's say your kid's coming out of high school now. What are your thoughts watching that video?
Yeah, I'm definitely like I said, I'm not upset about the process and what happened. You know what I mean? If my son, like I say all the time, man, if my son messes up, he messes up. Like, that's on him.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Nobody can do anything about that. You messed up. Of course, there's some people that can maybe provide a barrier or make it a little harder for you. But when you get in a doghouse, man, you in a doghouse for a reason. You know what I mean? And if you keep getting chances and you keep doing the same shit, then obviously it's not getting to you for whatever reason.
Yeah, it's not registered.
But that video is foul. If I'm a parent or if I'm a recruit and I see that video, nah, I'm not rocking with that. I'm not rocking with that because, you know, what if something else happened? You know what I mean? What if something more, I mean, that's serious, but what if the reason was crazy or, you know, something else happened that, you know, I wanted to keep private, man. You know what I mean? Some things are not to be out in the open, man. Internal family business should not be blasted like that, man. It should not be. I'm firm in that shit. You know what I mean?
Yeah, no, I'm with I'm you. Firm in that. Do with that, man. Like you don't put all your business out there. And look, they have Coach Prime and his family has a bunch of YouTube channels. And self-promotion, I mean, and talking to the kids about all that stuff was like, but this is the other side, man. When you're doing everything for the cameras, right? When you're doing everything for the cameras and try to build your brand now because of whatever reason, you know what I mean? Like, there's going to be casualties in that. And it's very likely not going to be you that's the casualty.
You're
responsible. You know what I'm saying? Like you're responsible for your own editing. Like, look, let's keep I edit our podcast, right? I'm responsible to make sure we both, you know what I'm saying, the content that we put out is good. You know what I'm saying? Like it's not what's good for me, it's not what's good for you, it's what's good for us. If I'm holding this shit down by myself and all these people are my employees, I'm only gonna try to make myself look good. Let's keep it a buck, man. I'm putting my brand out there. That's why it's Coach Prime and not Deion Sanders. That's his alter ego.
Yeah. You know
what I'm saying? Like that should be Coach Sanders. So he still think he prime like he back in Florida State or, you know what I'm saying, with San Francisco or Dallas or Atlanta.
Yeah.
Like he's only shown he cares about himself. So
I have a problem with all that video. Like even when he was talking to the young man that dropped the pass to end the game, right? When he was talking to him in the locker room, and son, why that don't need to be out there like
none.
That. You know what I mean? That's an internal thing too. You all in that young man's face. You know what I mean? He ain't trying to see that. You know what I mean? It's like people when they out. And they give it to the homeless or something. You got this homeless man on YouTube. You know what I mean? Like, how you think he want to be on YouTube? You know what I mean? That's corny shit, man.
Yeah, well, you're just doing it for the likes, man. Like, that's – and it's weird, right? Because you kind of expect younger people to do that, right? Like
– facts.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they record themselves doing something good just for the clout, just for the likes. But – he 50. He in his 50s. Like, and he's doing it for that. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Now you at a top program. Like, I understand when he did it at Jackson State because you're trying to bring attention to what's happening at Jackson State. The discrepancies from what top programs make to what you make. I give you that. Like, you're trying to bring awareness to that. Okay, I'm with you on that. But now it's like, yo, man. Like, now what are you really doing? Like that video of like talking to the young man. Like. He's heartbroken. He cost y'all a quote-unquote national championship, you know what I'm saying? Like he doesn't want to. He doesn't want that video out there like that. But again, Prime thinking. Prime only thinking about Prime. He's like, oh, it's gonna sound good for me to say this to him.
Yeah.
Damn. Sometimes I don't want to hear your voice. You know what I mean? Like, I don't need to hear you say shit to me. Leave me the fuck alone. Like for real. Like I'm not trying to hear none of that, man.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
This is the downside to having a celebrity coach, man.
Yeah, and we don't know Deion Sanders. We don't know Coach Prime. You know what I mean? So I don't know if he's sincere with what he says or if he's trying to get – I don't know that man. Like, I don't know that man at all. You know what I mean? Right. There's people who know him and can attest to, you know, whatever. They can speak to what he's really like. But from what we're seeing, I'm not feeling that shit. At all.
And that goes back to it, right? That perception is reality. Like we don't know Deion, we don't know Coach Prime, we don't know him at all. But what you put out there as far as trying to build your brand is, you know what I mean, now it's up for debate and discussion. Like and again, like it doesn't as a recruit, like seeing that, like, yo man, hold up, like if I fail, I'm not only going to fail on that play, but the next week there's going to be a 22-minute YouTube video about how I failed.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like how is that going to make me better? And it's going to be just you telling my story of how I fucked up. So it's not going to be me, I'm saying, attesting to, like, look, I should have been better on this play. You know what I'm saying? Like, he got me off the line, yada, yada, yada. It's going to be Coach Thompson, like, nah, man, he's sorry. Like, he's going to have to go. Breaking it down, how a coach just doing it for the clips and for the virality of his statements, not thinking about like what he's doing to these young, like that. I didn't like it. I was out on this whole shit when he did the dismissal of all the Colorado players. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey man, y'all gotta jump in
that video.
Everybody's coming. It was like, fam, like you could tell them that. That's fine. That's your right as a coach and the boss. But putting that video out, like, these, like, fam, like, they went to Colorado because they wanted to go there and be part of the, you know what I'm saying? Like, why? Like, why is that a thing that you have to, again, like, he's trying to be the tough coach. Like, no, man. Like, Nick Saban probably has that conversation with players. Hey, man, y'all got to.
But he ain't putting that
video out.
Yeah, all the time. All the time, yeah.
Like, that's not a video you put out there, man. That's just, again, it's going to be like that, though. And it's not going to stop because his son is going to be, you know what I'm saying, like, has a YouTube channel. He's going to – and his other son runs the YouTube channels for them and does all the media. So they're going to do what's best for the Sanders family. Mm-hmm. There's going to be casualties, man. There's going to be backlash to that at some point, man. Like, you could just see it because not everybody else got a YouTube channel at that level.
Yeah. Facts.
You know what I mean?
Millions of followers, you know what I mean? Millions of followers, millions of people seeing it. But yeah, man, we just, you know, wanted to come on, man, and discuss that Deion, man. Comment, you know, let us know how you feel about it. You know, we'll probably briefly touch on it Sunday. If you comment, you know, we'll read your comment or whatever. But you know, we just wanted to discuss that, man. I hit my man at 6:30 in the morning, like, yo, what the fuck? What's going on, man?
Yeah, man, I was finishing editing the pod, you know what I'm saying, getting ready to hit the gym. And I was like, what the fuck did I just miss? I was like, I saw my phone light. I was like, Joe at 6:30? This must be some shit. Hey man, look, to wrap it all up, we don't have a problem with Deion dismissing a player. Or any coach dismissing a player if they've been given multiple chances, if they've been deemed a cancer and all that. But putting the video out to make it seem that that's the totality of what Mark Pope or any other player is disingenuous and foul, man. Like, I don't care that he's a former Hurricane player and, you know what I'm saying, dropped every pass that was thrown to him. I don't – that shit don't matter to me at all, man. He's a college – sorry, but I just thought to keep it a buck. Him and D. Wiggins. What I say?
D. Like, Wiggins got busy at NC State, man. Stop playing. D. Wiggins tore NC State up.
Well, he was not punched in here. He was not punched in here. You know what I'm saying? So that's not the totality of who these young men and and future men are. You know what I mean? Like, they have their moments. If that's what he is, yeah, he needs to be gone, no doubt. But to put that video out just for your own, for your own monologue and speech, you real Skip Bayless to me, man. You know what I mean? Like, you just saying shit to say shit, and you just trying to make yourself look good, man. And I, man, because it, like, who does it benefit? Like, who's better for that video? You know what I'm saying? Like, who's who? What's the teachable moment in that? Ain't shit to be learned. Like,
I don't get it.
Ain't shit to be learned. It doesn't do anything, man.
That's not family, man. That's not family business, man. Family business, man. You don't put on video the fight that you and your family had at Thanksgiving. Your two aunts had a fight at Thanksgiving, and you got it on YouTube. Nah, you don't do that shit.
You don't do that, man. Mm-mm. You don't do that at all. You can't say family, or we got a family member. Like, I've never been to a family reunion. You know what I mean? Like, I've never talked to my family and be like, hey, there's a family member here that needs to go. That shit ain't never happened. Like, that's not – you just saying family for the sake of saying family. My two aunts fight, they fought. That's, you know what I'm saying? They talk about it after. And, you know, that changes the fight, right? Like, if two aunts fought, like, they could hash it out later. But if there's a video of one aunt getting her ass whooped,
with other
family members cheering it on, and they and they could click on the YouTube link, it's a totally different thing.
Yeah, facts.
You know what I mean?
Absolutely. All right, man. Yeah, that's what it is, man. We just wanted to chop that up, man. We thank you for the few that came on, man. I know it's 10 in the morning, man, 10:30. So hopefully y'all working, you know what I mean, getting that money, you know. But yeah, you know, we'll put it up and you know, chop it up, man.
Yeah, man. Hey, guys, thank you guys so much for watching, man. You already know what it is. And it's the Kings thing, man. Y'all just wouldn't understand. We out, guys. About to run into Walmart. Holla.
All right, brother.
All right, man.